Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Students from the Heston and Impington Village Primary Schools and Impington Village College, along with two children from Bedfordshire and a four-year-old in Scotland, have agreed to pitch up tents in their gardens or sleep in dens in their front rooms on Saturday, April the 20th, so not this Saturday, next Saturday, and they're doing it to raise money for the UNICEF appeal for children in Gaza crisis appeal. And they are here. I'm going to get them to introduce themselves, which is the easiest way to do things. So we'll start in the corner there.
Hi, I'm Amika.
Hello, Amika.
Hi, I'm Iris.
Hello, Iris.
Hi, I'm Annabelle.
Hi, Annabelle. And Latara, whose dad is here as well.
Yes.
Now, which one belongs to you? Just so we know.
Amika.
Amika, OK. If anyone chip in when you want to on this. How did you sort of get your interest taken by what's happening out in Gaza?
Well, me and my mum, we were, felt really bad that we weren't doing anything, and then we were thinking about what we could do to raise money, and so we just thought of the camp out because we thought, you know, it's quite a good idea. It would, then lots of people can do it in their area. Like, you don't have to go anywhere, or you can just...
I like the idea of sort of alternating it between, I guess, some people camping out in the garden. Sometimes that's not always practical to do, but the fact you can, you know, build a den or something in the front room and do it there, which I have to say isn't always the most comfortable of places to having to sleep, having sort of slept on a few floors in my time. What's everybody doing here? What are you doing? Are you on the floor or out in the garden?
I'm going in a tent outside overnight, just to try help people.
And you?
I'm going in a tent as well with her.
Okay, same tent.
Yeah.
Now, not snuggling up for warmth is a good idea.
Yeah, I'm in a tent. I'm not with them.
Separate accommodation. Okay, that sounds good. Are you checking the long range weather forecast at all? You're going a couple of weeks ahead just to check what the temperature's going to be.
No, I don't know.
Because it could go either way at the moment. We've got warm temperatures right now, but you know this is Britain we're speaking about, so it's entirely possible it could sort of plummet overnight. How did everyone get involved in all of this?
Well, my mum sent out some stuff to people. She set up a Just Giving page, and then other people just joined, and so I asked friends, and you know.
And the ones those in Bedfordshire. I'm slightly worried about a four-year-old in Scotland putting up a tent.
That's my cousin.
Oh, okay. I'm assuming they'll be indoors, will they?
Yeah, he'll be in his bedroom probably.
Okay, that's probably just as well. I would have I would have thought. Dad, what do you think of all of this going on? Is this meet with your approval?
Yes, it does. Of course, I think it's great. I think that they're showing a lot of initiative, and it's just a really clever way of helping out, trying to help children who have very little, and there's a lot of hunger at the moment, and I think they need as much aid as possible, so I'm really pleased with what they're doing.
Because this is the thing, isn't it, whenever there is a war, and we have far too many of the things going on at the moment, and whether it's Gaza, whether it's Ukraine, actually it's normally the kids who end up losing out the most, as much as anything else, for all sorts of different reasons. And I guess it kind of makes us feel that we're, you know, we're actually pretty well off, despite sort of cost of living crisis and all the rest of it we hear about on the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Who's campers amongst you? Is this are you regulars when it comes to camping out, or is this a first time experience?
We've camped a couple times.
Yeah, I camp every year.
I camp
in the summer
a lot every year.
Okay,
a lot of camping.
Well, that's good. Is this normally there with mum and dad? Is it out somewhere, or do you sort of pitch up a tent in the garden from time to time?
We go cool places to go do activities and experience nature.
Okay. Name cool places then, in which place, okay, for pitching up a tent.
We once went to the Peak District, and we went up and we got to go climb mountains, and it was very cool.
That's pretty good, and not too many mountains in Cambridgeshire to have a go at. So the Peak District is ideal. So tell me about the Just Giving, is it, that you're using for this? How did that all get put together, the page?
Well, my mum like set us up, and people just join. And I think overall we've raised over £2,200.
Wow, in what sort of space of time?
It's not been that long, a few weeks, not that long.
That is seriously impressive. Do you have a target as to what you're aiming for?
Yeah, we've gone over. It was 1,500, but we've gone over.
Okay, so surely you want to set a new target now to try and reach. What do you think you could get? 5,000, surely. If you got 2,500 in a few days, then you've got a week and a half to get up to 5.
That'd be incredible. I think the target at the moment is 3,000, but it is going up day by day, it seems. There's still opportunities for people to sponsor whoever they want if they go on the Just Giving page. But there's still also opportunities for other children, if they like the idea, to set up their own page linked to the kids' camp out in Gaza. And that they could raise money through their own kind of networks as well.
Okay, now that sounds a good plan. And this is always very dangerous asking this, because I haven't checked, and I should have checked, because not everybody can instantly remember what their own page is. Do you remember how the best way to find the Just Giving page is?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I knew that would happen. Always, whenever you don't check, is... do you know, Dad, or should we just make a note of it and pop that on our website later?
Well, I think we should put it on the website, but I think if you search... on Google on Just Giving and type in something along the lines of Kids UK Camp for Kids in Gaza, I think we should find that.
We'll make sure we get the address, then we can pop that out on the socials when we do the old listen again thing a little later on. But thank you all very much for coming in. What's next for Thursday? What are you all up to?
No.
Okay, forward planning, I like it. Okay, well, look, thank you all very much for coming in. Ameka, Annabelle, Iris, Latara as well, thank you for joining us this morning on Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.